be in her presence makes me feel good, probably makes me look good. And I believe that's when he extended the royal scepter to her in acceptance. And I believe the laws there were that if you approached the king without his invitation, you would be killed.
That's true, yes. And she had every, you know, he was a king. He could do anything he wanted to. But here in Esther 5:8, Esther, in the presence of the king then, he gave her his golden scepter and said, "Now you may speak." And she said, "If I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and do what I request." Now see, the word favor means to move in action through petition. Now God, see, the king was moving with favor towards her, but under it all, God was working this favor. That's what's so wonderful. And grant that I request that the king and Haman come to the banquet, which I shall prepare for them tomorrow.
Now I think God was not only under it all, foundation, but he was over it all.
Over it all. That's
working
right.
Out all,
right.
The, all the angles.
You're right, Darren.
Favor.
Then in Esther 7:3, Queen Esther said, "If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me as my petition and my people as my request." Now, he did not realize she was a Jew. And when he put his seal on the fact that all Jews should be killed, then she came back, and she could have been killed, Darren, when she requested this. But he loved her so much that he spared all the Jews in that country, and Haman was hanged in the gallows that were meant for Mordecai.
Let me tell you, this one sneaky woman, you know, she throws a banquet.
Yes, she does. And she twice.
She has Haman
twice.
There.
Yes.
And I would like to see a video of his face when he realizes that he had gallows built for a godly man. Mm. And then he ends up getting hung on them himself. And as I remember the scripture, they were like 90 feet high. They were very high.
Very high, yes. And it's important here that in the book of Ruth, even though God is not mentioned here, that one of the meanings of Kafats, and this is 26:54, is to that the enemy does not shout triumph over me. And right here, and because we have had quoted that in Psalm 41:11, right here we see that the enemy did not triumph over the Jews. And in Esther 9, verse 20 and 21, we see that Mordecai has great honor with this king, the king of Persia. And they celebrated, the Jews celebrated the 14th day of the month of Adar as the feast of Purim. And because of these days, the Jews rid themselves of their enemies, and it was a month which was turned for them from sorrow into gladness, from mourning into a holiday, that they should make them days of feasting and rejoicing and sending portions of food to one another and gifts to the poor. And that's what God, oh, this is so wonderful, friends. That's what God does for us today. He turns around what Satan meant for evil in your life, and sometimes you know, you see the tribulation, you see the battle, you see the battle going on. It's going on outside in the physical, but inside you're being protected, and you're saying scripture, and you're seeing God move in such a miraculous way that there is no way that the devil can win, just as in this instance. Now, the whole nation of Israel was at stake here. The whole Jewish countryside, all that God had created here in the Jewish people, it was at risk of being totally annihilated. And yet God, and Darren, you're so right, God, he went over and he went under in protecting the Jews, and Esther was given such great favor, and Mordecai, her uncle, was given such great honor in this country, in this Persian Empire, which was 127 provinces. And again, we see in Esther 8:5 that it, she said, "If it pleases the king, and if I have found favor before him, and the matter seems proper to the king, and I am pleasing in his sight, let it be written to revoke the letters devised by Haman to destroy the Jews who are in the king's province." And so it was done. It was done officially. Now, another person that we talk about in the Old Testament who had great favor before the king, before his peers, was Daniel. And that word favor is 26:17, and it's kesed. It's K-E-H-S-E-D, kesed. And it's to bow in courtesy to an equal, to be kind, piety toward God, beauty, it has physical implications here. And in Daniel 1:9, we see that God granted Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the commander of the officials. We see here that Daniel and his young friends, Azariah, Ananiah, and Mishael, and some people call it Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but that was their heathen names. We see great favor upon these young men in this province where they were captives. So much favor is shown while the people were captives in these foreign lands. And we see this in Daniel. And Darren, it's just so important to know that in Daniel here, these four young guys had favor, and that's 26:17, kesed, to bow in courtesy to an equal. God granted Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the commander of the officials, Daniel 1:9.
Now here's another example of an instant promotion because of favor.
Yes.
And I believe this, that we can, for example, if you're working for a company, that you could start speaking favor over that company, favor over your position, favor over the work of your hands. And I believe, Barbara, with all my heart, the power of words is going to produce favor in the natural world.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that words are so powerful, and God is the one that ordained this concept of favor. It's not just an idea that somebody thought up someplace, but there is a spiritual quality, the spiritual substance, a spiritual position, a spiritual operative. I mean, excuse me, something's going on when we begin to understand favor.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel, you know, here, Darren, he served through three kings, and every one of them he had favor with. Now, not with some of the officials. They became jealous of him and wanted him to die, and that's when he was thrown in the lion's den. But even King Darius, he fasted all night. He was praying that Daniel would not be killed because he loved Daniel. Daniel was given great favor with this king. And in the morning, the king rushed to the lion's den to see if his friend Daniel were still alive, and there he was, you know, oh, king.
But you know, this king was caught between the law of the land, because he had made a statement. He put it out there, and it says you can't change that. I mean, once the king speaks, that's law. It cannot be changed.
Yes.
He was caught between his laws and Daniel's God, and he was hoping beyond hope that Daniel's God had saved him.
Yes, that's now,
I mean, that's kind of an interesting thing. But you know, yesterday I was driving down the road, and I was reminded that I needed to talk to the CPA that I go to, and that, I mean, I love this guy. I've known him for over 20 years. He's done so much for us and for the ministry. I knew that when I called his switchboard and his secretary answered the phone, or his receptionist answered, I knew that I would be able to get through. If there was any way possible, he would take my phone call.
Yes.
Now, that's because of favor. And then he is very interested in my welfare, not just my taxes, but my personal welfare. And he asked about you. He said, how's Barbara? And, you know, all this kind of stuff. And that's great favor. And that favor caused him to take my phone call because he's an extremely busy man.
Yes, he is.
You know, and legitimately so, he could say to his receptionist, I can't take his phone call now. Tell him I'm just buried. I didn't get that response. I got through. And I've even got through to him during tax season, during his busiest time, because I have great favor with that man.
Well, I hope today you will sense that you are God's favorite subject.
Amen.
That in the Lord, everything is possible. And let's pray. And the next hour, we're going to talk about the favor of God's presence in your life.
Oh, that's wonderful. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have favored us with your presence, with your forgiveness, with the blood of Jesus, with so many things in Scripture. Now, Lord God, today we just celebrate that favor. We know it's a spiritual substance. It's a more than just an entity. It's not just a concept, but it's alive. And it does great things for us. It promotes us.
Yes.
So today we celebrate the fact that we are your favorite subjects. And you do think about us. Thank you, Father, for being so loving and so consistently favorable toward us. In the powerful name of Jesus, we prayed and met with you today. Thank you for being here. Amen.